Hey, welcome to Backpack Pod. We're Jack and Jess, and through this podcast, we're going to take you around Southeast Asia with us. It's going to be like you're here, and it might get stressful, because this is unedited, warts and all, good times and bad. Hopefully you'll get some tips, or at least a lol at our expense. But tune in, and happy listening. Lots of love, Jess. We've landed in Bangkok, and we're live. And we have already been through a few stressful situations, as per. The music you can hear in the background is because we are on the rooftop of our very lovely hostel. And it's pretty cool because you can put your own music on and stuff. So the couple up here are picking some funky tunes. And I know it's not professional, but there is going to be a lot of background music in these podcasts because I'm thinking... Also, I can't help it because we're recording on the phone whilst we're travelling. So that's one thing. It's the technicality of it. On a great app called Anchor, by the way, you can record your own podcast just on your phone. I think it's the only app that really does it. And then you can upload it and like edit it and put music in, which we're going to try and do later. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, it seems like a pretty cool app. It's not a plug. I just think it seems like a pretty cool app. Anyway, so the reason why I'm including background music, one, it's a technical issue, but also I was thinking, you know, this is meant to be the Instagram versus reality podcast, you know, and I feel like it'll give you a feel for where we are, wherever we are. So I think at the beginning of every episode, I might like introduce what the background noise is. Not, it's not always going to be music. I never said music then. That'd be good. Yeah, I might just like, you know, I'll see how you feel. Get back to me, all my listeners out there. But yeah, I thought it'd be pretty cool. But I'm gonna just note it at the beginning of every episode. But that's what it is this week. And there's a PS at the end, just so you know what the playlist progressed into. So tune in for that. I'm gonna call this episode Airport Mishaps and Tourist Traps, because we thought that sounded really nifty. But that was our airport mishap. But the basis of this podcast is that we're going to kind of bring people away from the fact that Instagram, when people are traveling, all you see is amazing clear photos of Instagram, which I'm still going to upload. But I want to open up more and just talk about what we've been through, like good or bad. I'm not always moaning, but you know, traveling is stressful. We're newbies to it. We're beginners. And we're going to make mistakes along the way, which I'm sure many people do. And if you are listening, you are traveling, which is probably the intention of this podcast, then you can learn from our mistakes, so you don't have to learn from yours, because we've already learnt from a few. Our airport mishap started right at the beginning, and it was not great. I'll set the scene for you. We couldn't take our cabin bag on with us, like one of the smaller backpacks. So the lady was really nice. We said, you can check it if you've got enough luggage, which was great. We were like, cool, we'll do that. So then we had to go and put it at the the backpack bit. Anyway, we threw that on. This is a very boring detail, the minutiae of airport life. And turn around, had my phone in my hand for the boarding pass. I don't know what happened in between that and it being on the floor, but I picked it up and it was cracked, and I just looked at it and obviously bawled my eyes out like a child. But it, you know, it was fine. People's phone cracks, I mean, the screen cracks all the time, and they just live with it. But it was just because it was at the beginning of our trip, and you know, I'm an emotional wreck at the best of times, the happiest of times in my life, I'll still cry. But my mum dropped herself over her, which was really lovely, but she was a bit upset because I was crying. And you know, that wasn't great, because she was like, I don't want to leave you like this. I was crying, and I think I've made that point. I was crying at the beginning. I hadn't even got on the airport yet, and I was already crying because I just smashed my screen. So yeah, that was our airport mishap. That is fine. We might find somewhere to repair it, who knows. But it's not great, because I can't use the screen and I can't use my back. But anyway, it's fine. I'm rambling. I'll get over it. But yeah, that was our airport mishap, and it's fine, but it's not okay. My tip is probably be careful with your phone when you're in the airport. That's probably the greatest tip I could give to someone. Anyway, it's a good thing it wasn't Jack's phone, because he has the camera. He has the iPhone 10, and we need that, because we don't have a camera. We didn't invest in one. So we're being, you know what, every cloud. We're being very careful with Jack's phone. Like, we're protecting it like it's our life. So, you know, every single cloud. You've got to count it for something. So, mistake number one was today. We fell into a tourist trap. We're walking down Koh San Road, which I'm pretty sure many people have fell into our trap before now. I think it's a big manhole for tourist traps. But this man was lovely, he was telling us like, oh, you get a tuk-tuk, I'll get it cheap for you, to the river in Bangkok, which I don't know the name of, but that's awful, I added it in. The river's called Chong Phraya. Anyway, it turns out it was definitely a big old con, because we got onto the tuk-tuk, which was only 20 baht, which is great, but the boat that he took us to and recommended to, it said was least expensive, came to about £50 equivalent, which definitely you can get cheaper, and we just fell straight into that trap. I also fell when I got onto the boat, because it was kind of moving and they were shouting at us, and it was really stressful, and I jumped in and just slid on the seat, and I've got a huge bruise to show for it. So, you know, it all comes with its perks. It's a nice little travel memento. But yeah, we definitely fell into the tourist trap, and when they say don't just go for the first thing, or the people coming up to you and telling you, then that's so true, because we definitely paid for it, and I literally paid for it, like lost money. So, you know, think about it, go your own way, talk to locals rather than people who come up to you in the street, I think. And hopefully we're gonna follow our own rules, but obviously you're following us on our journey, so you'll hear the ups and downs. Okay, thanks for listening, and tune in next time. Bye bye. Just a PS, I know I said earlier that the couple were playing funky tunes, but they did just play a Michael Jackson one, and we don't know how to feel. Anyway, thanks for listening. Bye. Okay, PPS, the couple that played Michael Jackson have just left. So I'm a bit worried they heard us, and they're really offended Michael Jackson fans. Yeah. I don't think they saw a documentary, do you? I don't think they saw it. But we're going to go put our music on now, because no one's up here. We've got it to ourselves. Yeah. And take some cool Instagram pictures to really show what our day was like. Anyway, okay, bye for real now. Bye-bye.
Bye.